Penguin Random House Audio presents Nuclear War, a Scenario. This is the author, Annie Jacobson. The story of the human race is war. Except for brief and precarious interludes, there has never been peace in the world. And before history began, murderous strife was universal and unending. Winston Churchill. Author's note. Since the early 1950s, the United States government has spent trillions of dollars preparing to fight a nuclear war, while also refining protocols meant to keep the U.S. government functioning after hundreds of millions of Americans become casualties of an apocalyptic-scale nuclear holocaust. This scenario of what the moments after an inbound nuclear missile launch could look like is based on facts sourced from exclusive interviews with presidential advisors, cabinet members, nuclear weapons engineers, scientists, soldiers, airmen, special operators, Secret Service, emergency management experts, intelligence analysts, civil servants, and others who have worked on these macabre scenarios over decades. Because the plans for general nuclear war are among the most classified secrets held by the U.S. government, this book and the scenario it postulates takes the reader up to the razor's edge of what can legally be known. Declassified documents, obfuscated for decades, fill in the details with terrifying clarity. Because the Pentagon is a top target for a strike by America's nuclear-armed enemies, in the scenario that follows, Washington, D.C. gets hit first with a 1 megaton thermonuclear bomb. A bolt out of the blue attack against D.C. is what everyone in D.C. fears most, says former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Nuclear, Chemical, and Biological Defense Programs, Andrew Weber. Bolt out of the blue is how U.S. Nuclear Command and Control refers to an unwarned large nuclear attack. This strike on D.C. initiates the beginning of an Armageddon-like general nuclear war that will almost certainly follow. There is no such thing as a small nuclear war, is an oft-repeated phrase in Washington. A nuclear strike on the Pentagon is just the beginning of a scenario, the finality of which will be the end of civilization as we know it. This is the reality of the world in which we all live. The nuclear war scenario proposed in this book could happen tomorrow or later today. The world could end in the next couple of hours, warns General Robert Kaler, the former commander of the United States Strategic Command. Interviews. U.S. nuclear command and control positions are formerly held. Dr. Richard L. Garwin, nuclear weapons designer, Ivy Mike, thermonuclear bomb. Dr. William J. Perry, United States Secretary of Defense. Leon E. Panetta, United States Secretary of Defense, Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, White House Chief of Staff. General C. Robert Kaler, Commander, United States Strategic Command. Vice Admiral Michael J. Connor, Commander, United States Nuclear Submarine Forces. Brigadier General Gregory J. Toohill, 1st U.S. Federal Chief Information Security Officer, CISO, Director, Command, Control, Communications, and Cyber, C4, Systems, U.S. Transportation Command. William Craig Fugate, Administrator, Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. Honorable Andrew C. Weber, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Nuclear, Chemical, and Biological Defense Programs. John B. Wolfsthal, Special Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs, National Security Council. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, CIA Intelligence Officer, Weapons of Mass Destruction, Russia. Executive Director, Electromagnetic Pulse Task Force of National and Homeland Security. Judge Robert C. Bonner, Commissioner, Customs and Border Protection, Department of Homeland Security. Louis C. Merletti, Director, United States Secret Service. Colonel Julian Chestnut, PhD, Defense Clandestine Service, Defense Intelligence Agency, U.S. Defense Attaché, U.S. Air Attaché, F-16 Squadron Commander. Dr. Charles F. McMillan, Director, Los Alamos National Laboratory. Dr. Glenn McDuff, Nuclear Weapons Engineer, Los Alamos National Laboratory, Laboratory Historian. Dr. Theodore Postel, Assistant to Chief of Naval Operations, Professor Emeritus, MIT. Dr. J. Douglas Beeson, Chief Scientist, United States Air Force Space Command. Dr. Frank N. von Hippel, Physicist and Professor Emeritus, Princeton University, Co-Founder Program on Science and Global Security. Dr. Brian Toon, Professor, Nuclear Winter Theory, Co-Author with Carl Sagan. Dr. Alan Robach, Distinguished Professor, Climatologist, Nuclear Winter. Hans M. Christensen, Director, Nuclear Information Project, Federation of American Scientists. Michael Madden, Director, North Korea Leadership Watch, Stimson Center. Don D. Mann, Team Manager, SEAL Team 6, Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Program. Jeffrey R. Yago, Engineer, Advisor to Electromagnetic Pulse Task Force of National and Homeland Security. H. I. Sutton, Analyst and Writer, U.S. Naval Institute. Reed Kirby, Military Historian of Chemical, Biological, Radiological, and Nuclear Defense. David Sanciotti, Aviation Journalist, Second Lieutenant, Retired, Aeronautica Militare, Italian Air Force, ITAF. Michael Morsch, Neolithic Archaeologist, University of Heidelberg, Co-Locator, Göbekli Tepe. Dr. Albert D. Whelan, CIA Director, Directorate of Science and Technology. Dr. Charles H. Townes, Inventor of the Laser, Nobel Prize in Physics, 1964. Dr. Marvin L. Goldberger, former Manhattan Project physicist, founder and chairman of the Jason Scientists, science advisor to President Johnson. Paul S. Kozumchak, Special Assistant to Director, DARPA, and its longest-serving member. Dr. J. W. Forrester, computer pioneer, founder of System Dynamics. General Paul F. Gorman, former Commander-in-Chief, U.S. Southern Command, U.S. Southcom, Special Assistant to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Alfred O'Donnell, Manhattan Project member, EG&G Nuclear Weapons Engineer, Atomic Energy Commission.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?